entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And that's right. You're listening to The Max here on LA Talk Radio. It is Sunday, March 15th. Happy birthday, Pisces. It's 11 o'clock here. I'm in Florida, 8 o'clock in LA. And wherever else you are in the rest of the world, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Well, you know, To The Max is changing. We're going to be coming up with Max and Friends, and it's going to be an exciting new adventure for me. We're taking this show, actually taking it to the max. So I want you all to stay tuned because tonight's going to be a little preview. I've got Rocco coming on. From, you know him, he was on my show last time with fashionnewslive.com. So we're going to take your fashion questions too, and we're just going to have a fun show. And To The Max is going to be Max and Friends. So I encourage you all to listen, to call in, 323-203-0815. Remember, do that from an unblocked number. Also, let me tell you what you got to do. Go to maxtucci.com for all the information, and you can get recaps of this show and my archives on LA Talk Radio. So you know what I always do? I do my birthday shout out. So happy birthday this week to Chris. Now, Chris has an awesome website. Check it out. It's rundown.com. Sign up to get your rundown. Basically, you've got to go there to check it out because I'm going to have him on my show so you guys know exactly what he's talking about. Nancy Hunt, happy birthday to you. Nancy's with the WeAreFamilyFoundation.org. Go on Facebook, make a donation. That's what her wish is, to make a donation to Nile Rodgers' We Are Family Foundation event. So go to WeAreFamilyFoundation.org. Check that out. Of course, DJ Mark. It's your birthday coming up. DJ Chef. Check him out at DJChef.com. Happy birthday. I'm sure you're going to spin up some fly tunes for your birthday. My friend TU, cover girl model. Happy birthday to you. Then we've got Carolyn. We've got Allie Lewis. We've got Kala, my friend Esther Nash. Check out her website, esternash.com. And to my good friend, my acupuncturist, my spiritual advisor, my Florida mind-body basics friend of the Wellness Center here in Boca, Rodney, it's your birthday. Check out mindbodybasics.com. So happy birthday to you all. And of course, a wonderful, blessed, amazing happy birthday to my mother, Gina. It's Mama G's birthday on St. Patrick's Day. That's right, I'm Valentine's Day and she's St. Patrick's Day. So check that out. The universe was working in our favor. So happy birthday, Mommy. I love you. And I don't know what we're doing, but I'm sure it'll be fun. So as I told you all, we got Rocco coming on. And you know I'm here in Florida this week. Last week I was in – I don't even know. I've been all over, people. I have been to the world and to the moon and back. So speaking of the moon and back – I want to give a big shout out. You know, our guys took off today, our guys and gals. The Space Shuttle Discovery took off here from Florida. So safe travels to you. Godspeed. Come back safe. But yeah, man, I felt like I've been to the moon. It's been LA. It's been Vermont. It's been Connecticut, New York, Florida, driving, flying, trains I haven't done. So I haven't done trains yet. But everything else I've done. And man, I feel like I have been through the ringer. I've got I need a vacation from my life. So that's why Max and Friends is going to be an amazing show because I'll be able to actually take some time off for me. But nonetheless, I recommend everyone take time off for yourself. You know what I mean? With this economy and all this shit going on, people are frazzled and just insane. So I do recommend that you just relax, enjoy life, and take it to the max, but stick to Max and Friends from now on. Now, I've got to give a big shout out. I'm down here in Florida, and I met some amazing people that were in conjunction with the FAU, the Lewis and Ann Green Memory and Wellness Center. Here in Boca, they had a fun event at my friend Monroe King's house. So I have to say hi to Pat and Ramilee, to you too. It was a pleasure meeting you, and Pat, you're amazing. You're going to be my new publicist. So I'm sure you're listening tonight. And to all of your family, they were a pleasure to meet. And I got to say hi to Duke and Duchess. Those are the dogs that are like pit bulls in little Cavalier Charles Spaniel bodies. Hi to you too. I don't know why I'm saying hi because you guys are so mean to me. But anyway, they try to bite me in my ankles and stuff. But so speaking of Monroe King, you know, she's been on my show before. Go to myspace.com/Monroe King Music because we're going to have her song Fashionista on tonight. You've heard it before, but we're playing it again. It's that good. And Monroe's a lot of fun to have on the show. And we've got Rocco coming on. So you know what that means. With Rocco, you know, we're going to have an amazing time talking about everything because Rocco's going to be my co-host. One of my co-hosts, but my main co-host, I should say. So with Rocco, we're going to talk about, you know, this whole travesty that happened with America's Next Top Model. But before we get to that, I've got to say a big hi to Eva LaRue, my boo-boo Eva LaRue, because she was down here in Florida. I'm just getting an email on my sidekick, thanks to T-Mobile.com. But you know what I mean? So anyway, what was I saying? I don't even know what I was saying. Oh, you know what I was saying? I was saying that we've got Eva LaRue. We were down here in Florida, went to her magazine. She's going to be on the cover magazine, went to her party down here. And she got to stay at the Versace Mansion. I've been there before. Casa Casarina, amazing place. Check them out at casacasarina.com. For more information, just go to maxtucci.com because I'm not spelling, thanks to my friend Jackie, who told me how hideous it is to spell. So I am not spelling that out. But you can go to my website to get more information there. And coming up, we've got Rocco and we've got Monroe King. I want you guys to call in. Please call in. I'm not begging you, but I am. The number here is 323-203-0815. The lines are now open for all of you to call in and talk to me and talk to Rocco and talk to Monroe. And speaking of, I want to give you a quote from Pablo Picasso. I begin with an idea, and then it becomes something else. So I found that so appropriate because I totally began with an idea of To the Max, and it became Max and Friends. So y'all, Pablo Picasso knew something when he was saying that, and it totally fits into my life. Now, we're going to get Rocco coming up. I got to give a big shout-out to Momo, Chocolate Momo. That's my girl, Maureen. She's Eva LaRue's makeup artist on CSM Miami. She just did her first 5K, and I'm sure that she's in pain. But nonetheless, it was worth every inch, right? Right, Momo? Anyway, so using my sidekick, I'm going to text right now some people to have them call in. Rocco is one of them because the only way that I can get in touch with all of you is through T-Mobile. So check out T-Mobile.com. And as you all know, fly Delta because that's how I got here to Florida. Go to Delta.com for more information on all the destinations that they add daily. Nonstop flights to Pisa, Italy, to New York, to Florida, to wherever else you need to go. So anyway, my friends, definitely tune in. And let's see what we're going to do. We're going to take callers. And once I know that they're on the air, I will what? What will I do? I will talk to them, and you can talk to them, and we can all talk to them. And other than that, you know what? Here we go. I'm really tired because, as you all know, my travel schedule has been hectic, but it's been worth every minute. I've been having a crazy year. I can't believe it's already March. And you know what, people? There's so much going on that I'm just like, I need to like chill out and go to the wellness center. So if you know of a good one, email me, max@maxtucci.com. Because I really need to know a great place that you guys love. So if you have any suggestions or ideas, I really, really suggest that you email me. Tell me what you love. Tell me what you don't love. And tell you what. Right now we've got Rocco from Fashion News
Hello,
Live.
Hello, you've reached the offices of RLG Productions. We're either office. On the other line or out of the office. To leave a voice that. Message in the general mailbox, press 1 now. To get in contact with Rocco Leo Gagliotti, email his...
Don't email his assistant. Rocco, call in. We almost had him on the air. I'm sure he's calling at the same time. But yeah, so not to worry. He'll be on the air in just a minute. And you know, I'm here thanks to my friend Chelsea Cross. She's going to have her show coming up on LA Talk Radio, I think starting like April 6th. She's got Teen Talk Line 8th. Well, you know, stay tuned to LA Talk Radio and check out that. But she's got her show, Teen Talk Live. It was here in Florida first, and now she's decided to take over the airwaves. So always check her out. And you can go to teentalklive.net to get more information on Chelsea Cross and her amazing radio show. You know what I say? to you guys out there, put your kids on her site and keep you here on mine, because here we get to say what we want because we're not filtered. But Teen Talk Live is going to be an amazing show, so definitely check it out. You know, LA Talk Radio is growing. We're becoming really an amazing network. We've now got over 70 hosts, and I'm totally plugging it because I love it so much. And this May, I can't believe it, it's going to be 1 year that I am on LA Talk Radio. It's going to be 1 year. So, yeah, I need to know some good places. So, Derek, if you know any good places, why don't you call in and tell me? Because you sent me a Facebook a message. You know, I do take Facebook messages and text messages and all that stuff. So definitely, you know, hit me up with any questions that you have, fashion-related, non-fashion-related, or just therapeutic. If you need a call, if you need to talk to me and get some therapy advice, I'm here for you guys. And if I'm not here, then one of my Max and Friends in the future co-hosts will be. So, Sam, can we actually call back Rocco right now? Let's see. We're going to get him on the line. Sam, let's call him back because he is waiting for us to call him. Because the lines, you guys, you can't get through because y'all trying to call in. I'm not taking calls just yet because I want to get Rocco on the air. So, yeah, we're going to get him on the line right now. Do-do-do-doom. Here goes the ringing. Do-do-do-doom. Calling. We'll let the ringing speak for itself. I just heard my laugh. It was pretty funny. But so here we're calling Rocco because we're going to find out what's going on in the fashion industry and how things are changing due to this recession. Hopefully he's going to answer. I feel so weird trying to call him. Because, oh, you know what? While you're here in Florida, go to Costa Duci. Amazing restaurant. Love Costa Duci. Now we're just ringing him. So he should be answering. If not, not a problem. I promise you he's going to get on the air. So let's see. Yeah, we've got Monroe King. She's hitting me up on Facebook right now. And you know what? I'm going to call Rocco on my T-Mobile phone and tell him to call in. Because you know what, guys? This is what happens with live radio. This is what happens. You know, something's in retrograde right now. And I think it's Mercury because they're screwing up my communication lines. You know, I love astrology. Go to astro.com. You know, I've had my astrologer on a couple of times, and she's amazing. So, Elizabeth, call in if you want. Tell me what's going on with my life. You're so good at it. Astro.com, you can get your own horoscopes, your own birth charts. It's a pretty cool site, so definitely check that out. And let's do this. Rocco, are you on my cell phone? Not a problem. I'm talking to Rocco right now, my T-Mobile sidekick. So we're going to plug that right there. But Rocco, if you can call in, that would be great because we've got Sam standing by to take your call. So we're expecting it right now. All right? Cool. All right, everyone. So I just had a phone call. I'm going to plug it again on my T-Mobile sidekick LX by Sharp. You know the story there because I'm like totally I'm just like addicted to my T-Mobile sidekick. Everyone has the new G phone and everything. And I'm like, nah, 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 nah. I'm totally not into that. I'm all about my sidekick. I've had it forever. I always upgrade it. So check them out. Go to T-Mobile.com. And yeah, that's the story there. So we'll get Rocco on. And then we're also going to have Monroe on. And her song, Fashionista's amazing. You guys know it. You've heard it before. So no worries. All right, so Sam, we're going to, I guess, let's call Rocco in just 1 second. I just want to plug one more thing here. Oh, my God. Yeah, you know what I want to talk about real quick? I want to talk about, and Rocco's going to come on in just a minute to talk about it, is that America's Next Top Model. You guys, go to E! Online and totally look what happened there. It was insane. Like, there was a riot. I don't even know what happened, but the whole thing was freaky. I want to say hi to my friend Greer Fredericks right now. So, hi, Greer. Hi to you. But Okay. Sam, let's call Rocco right now and try to get him on the phone again. But no big deal if we can't get him on, because I know this is what I always say. We are where we're supposed to be right now. Where you are right now is where you're supposed to be. And when we get him on is when we get him on. So no stress, people. We have enough in life. So we're going to dial him up again. And, you know, speaking of dialing, you know, T-Mobile does these new rings where you don't have to hear this ringing anymore, where you could hear songs. So check that out. And
hello.
We've got Rocco. Rocco, you are like Mission Impossible, buddy. What's going on?
You know, I got to say, so many people are calling into your show. I can't even get in, and I'm your co-host, for one. And for two, I have the worst cell phone coverage, the worst cell phone company in the world. And I'm going to have to talk to your people at T-Mobile and have them hook me up, because everyone out there, you need to boycott Sprint. They suck.
So, Rocco, welcome to... All right, we're changing the show, man, from To The Max. We're going to be Max and Friends, and you're going to be my co-host on the show. You know, we had such a great response to you being on last time, and everyone knows you from FashionNewsLive.com and from your UPN show, and now we've got you here. So, dude, welcome, and thanks for taking and Friends to the Max. So we're going to have a fun future... shows together. I guess that's not the right way to say it.
I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to having a lot of my people that I've interviewed, Jenna Jameson, Carson Kressley, Jay Alexander, Jay Rodriguez from Quora. I look forward to have all these people on as guests in the future on our show. You know, so I'm really looking forward to...
Yeah, no, it's going to be fun. You know, between your Rolodex and my Rolodex, this show is going to be amazing. You know, so definitely.
And then my little black book and your little black book. No.
Yeah. Right? Let me tell you.
Right,
you know
exactly.
What? Let's talk about, you know what I really want to talk about right off the bat? Because, you know, I was on America's Next Top Model, and you've interviewed everyone on the show, basically.
Right.
I heard about what happened today in New York.
Absolutely. That was ridiculous.
Now, like, I'm kind of confused, because all I know is that today the America's Next Top Model tryouts ended in a disaster and chaos, according to E! Online. 6 were injured, 2 were hospitalized, and 3 arrested. What the hell, people? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you. You know, when I first started doing research about it, I first heard about it, the first thing I thought was, my gosh, these people are just insane. Why can't these people get a grip? If they want to be on the show or any type of reality show, all the networks have these links where you can actually submit your picture. You can submit yourself for the casting call. Now, if you want to be a model, what you need to do is to get some pictures done, go to New York or go to South Beach or fly your butt to Europe, to Milan, go to the agencies. They have certain standards. If you're a female, 5'9 or higher. If you're a male, 6'1 or higher. But what happened today was just insane. All these people that want to be on TV, that want to be on America Next Top Model, the next cycle, got together and decided to crawl all over each other. Now, as I did my research, are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, check this out. This is what I found out. Somebody yelled and said, there's smoke coming out of a car. It's about to blow up. And so people started going crazy. And that's actually what happened. I guess they thought, unfortunately, it was going to be another terrorist attack or something.
Now, did you see this one chick was, like, kicking the cop, man? It was insane. These models are ruthless.
Yeah.
But
you know what? You
know what, Rock?
I'll tell you what happens. You take a group of people that starve themselves all day long, they're going to be in bad moods.
I was just going to say, I said, these people need to eat.
But right. Send them home and give them a hamburger. So you need to put some meat on those bones, girl. Stop throwing up. Probably some of them went home and threw up, too. from the anxiety or whatever.
Oh, my God. But you know what? We've got Monroe King coming on tonight. We're going to have her song Fashionista. I thought it was appropriate, you know, because you've done so much in the fashion industry. So we're going to have her coming on in a little bit, because I want to play her song. And I know we're going to take callers to, you know, hope that you can answer some questions about what's going on. But what I want to know is, like, what's going on right now? I'm out of L.A. right now, out of Hollywood. What's the scene?
Oh,
what's the scandal? What's the
good? I will tell you. You know, I'm here holding down our L.A. studio. I cannot even tell you. You know what? Lindsay Lohan had an arrest warrant issued yesterday because she violated her probation. Now, apparently there was a fight between her and her lesbian lover, now that she's a lesbian, you know, Sam. And the cops went to the door and said, if you let me inside, I will not put you in jail, Lindsay. I will not arrest you. I said, oh, man. So that's what you have to be. You have to be a celebrity and rich, and then you get the O.J. Simpson treatment.
Yeah,
but in any case,
shit,
she's supposed to show up for court. Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous. She's supposed to show up to court, but she's not going to show up unless a judge demands her to be there. So her attorney, which she's probably paying a crap load of money to, is going to show up and try to get her out of this. Man, it must be nice to be rich and be a celebrity. You can murder people, get away with it. You can violate your probation. You can get pulled over for DUI, and it's all okay. I mean, my gosh, we saw a cop pull over Simon Cowell and didn't even give him a ticket. And it's kind of ridiculous.
Well, you know what? But then in the if you flip it and reverse it, it's like, holy shit, because these people, you know, it's like what people go through, man. Like, your life is no longer private. You know, we've all had stalkers and shit. So there is a price to pay.
Oh,
I'm not excusing
my
behavior. I mean, you know what I mean? But
right.
It's just like, you know, it's got its ups and downs. And it's nice to get a little slack. You know what I mean? But
right.
I don't know. It's just life is crazy. But so I got to say hi to my friend Jackie. You know, I try to go interactive, Rocco, so I encourage you to do it too. You know, I've got people hitting me up on Facebook. I've got people hitting me up on my T-Mobile Sidekick. And I've got people hitting me up everywhere with questions and stuff. So we don't always just stick to, you know, to the phone. Right. We go everywhere.
You know what I'll have to do then is next Sunday I'll have to have my, you know, the different types of elements set up and all. And I know that we're starting this as a new venture together. So next Sunday, I promise I'll be online for everyone and we can make it completely interactive.
Yeah. And next week, Rock, it's going to be such a tight show because it's going to be a whole new thing for To The Max. As y'all know, it's going to be Max and Friends. I said at the beginning of the show, I had a great quote from Pablo Picasso. I began with an idea and then it became something else. So I was like, you know what? That's pretty fly. And it totally stands true to this show, and I, you know, I think we're gonna have a fun time taking this show to a whole nother level. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
So, yeah. So, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna open up the lines, and anyone, if you want to call in, remember you've got to call in from an unblocked number to 323-203-0815. Because LaKeisha at the switchboard does not like when you call them with blocked numbers. Because what we want to do is...
LaKeisha said, don't you block your number. I'm not going to pick up the phone.
Right. Because LaKeisha wants to write your number down in case you try to get smart. So you know what that means. We hang up on you. But so, you know, if you want to call Rocco and ask him for any fashion advice or any gossip advice or or any gossip, what the tea with your favorite celebrity.
I'm going to teach you how to gossip.
Will
That's
teach
right.
you how to gossip. And what he's going to teach you to do is go to fashionnewslive.com so you can understand where he's coming from. Because he's
That's
interviewing
right. and
everybody. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So,
you know, I have to say one thing, Max, is today I sat back with our post-production supervisor and our editor, and I was able to see how the next episode of our program is going to come out, and I'm really excited to say that within the next 7 days it'll be up on our site under our blog page. It's about 47 minutes long. I got Mickey Rourke. I have you know, to be honest, I forgot how many people, but there's just everyone that was at Fashion Week. I got them on tape and amazing things, and we're really looking forward to putting that out. So I would say within the next 5-7 days we're going to have it out there.
Rock and roll. And I'm really excited. You know, I've been trying to get a co-host for the longest time. And it's, you know, the one girl that I had chair up, she's amazing. She's a singer. She's awesome. But it's really tough for her to be involved because, you know, it's like, it's just, everyone's got so much going on and it's hard to find the right people to vibe with. You know what I mean? And like right away when I met you at the studio, I was like, Rocco's going to be awesome. We had Mama Makeup. You know, we have all these different people. And I'm like, why not just take this show to a whole nother level and just invite my friends to be my co-host, kind of like Oprah and Friends. You know, it's like, call it cheesy if you want, but it's Max and Friends, and we've got our own little network here. So we can cover every aspect from fashion to news to gossip to inspiration to all these different things to music to all my favorite things. So I'm sure your favorite things we're going to hear about. And it's just going to be something that I think is going to take over the radio waves and the satellite waves and the internet waves. And it's just going to be something that's going to be really amazing. So people, here we are, Rocco and Max. And you know, call us 323-203-0815. But so Rock, what do you got? Can I call you Rock? Because I have a friend named Rocco too, and I call him Rock all the time. But I know you go by Rocco.
Yeah, even,
people are like, yeah. Rocco G, Rocco, Rock. Oh, it's like, what's up?
Well, I'll tell you. First, it was Rocco Legagliotti, but that was in the Italian way. You know, we're in America, so we can say Rocco. Then my manager was like, you know what? You got to be Rocco G. But then all these celebrities I was talking to, they were like, Rocco, what's up? Is Rocco G your hip-hop name? So I kind of got discouraged because I have nothing against hip-hop. I like hip-hop music. I like all kinds of music. But I'm not a hip-hop artist, and I'm not 100% involved in the hip-hop scene, so I decided to cut the G off and just be Rocco. So if you want to call me Rock, Rocco, Rocky,
you know, I always say,
you know, whatever.
What a good friend of mine, RuPaul, says. You can call me whatever you want as long as you call me. So
that's
people
right.
Call me. But Greer, I just got a Facebook shout out from Greer, and she said, I hope you guys are going to cover music, to music. I said 100%, so she's looking forward to it.
We're going to have Gaga on the show eventually, absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of people on, so I'm looking forward to that. You know, we got our studios in L.A., so we can accommodate anybody. If you guys are in L.A., it's great, or if you want to do a phone-in. Pretty soon, I want to start calling people, too, just like off the hitch and be like, what's up? You know, like get our break out a Rolodex and call people off the hook and see what they have to say. But so other than that, so what's going on? Dude, did you hear about this? You know, remember, you know, Star Jones, you know, her ex-husband, Al Reynolds?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, he's supposedly getting married again.
No, I didn't hear about that.
See, I got a little gossip, my friend. Apparently,
oh, man, come on. Fill me in.
Apparently, he's dating a girl named Nicole Hutchinson. She's an attorney from Miami. And apparently he was at Tiffany buying a ring. Now he's trying to play it off like he was getting a gift for his mother. But that's what rumor has it. But I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I would think if someone was in Tiffany's buying a diamond ring, that's pretty obvious she's buying it for someone who's going to be with him, unless she's going to buy it for himself. So I guess it depends if it was female or male. But I'm thinking if he's in there, you know, getting a diamond ring and he's going to get the attorney, attorney might help him out to get some more money from his ex. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But so let's see. Yeah, that's just on my wire right now that I got that he's doing that. So yeah, interesting.
I wanted to share some, you know, just some general advice to our viewers about some fashion things from last fashion week.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Shoot away. We got to know to our listeners.
Okay.
You know, we're stuck on TV too. I used to say viewers at first, but we're listeners now.
Right.
We've got listeners.
All right. So all the listeners in the house. So during Fashion Week, you know, what I do is I put together different outfits and clothes are sent to me. Now, I'm fortunate enough that different, and I got to give a shout out to Monarchy based out of Los Angeles, a great brand. They dress me a lot for my, you know, when I'm on camera at different times. But what I do is I sit down and I figure out, okay, I want to wear this suit with these pants. I want to do this. And I got to put together about 7 to 8 outfits, sometimes even more depending on if I'm going to an event after the show. So the advice I wanted to give to our viewers out there is that you can change one accessory and it changes your entire outfit. I'll give you an example. Let's say I'm wearing a black suit, right? I could wear a black suit with a silver tie, and the next day change a tie to red, it's a whole different outfit. Or let's say a girl has a simple black skirt or a simple black dress and a top. She could change her scarf. Like little changes in an outfit changes the whole outfit. And you could accessorize, play with the accessories. And, you know, because of our economy to date and everything that's happening with, you know, the global economy, I know that people just aren't out there with a bunch of money falling out their pockets wanting to go buy all these clothes. But there's all kinds of stores you can go to. There's like TJ Maxx. There's Forever 21. You can buy accessories for dollars over there. You know, there's Target, which, you know, Target. There's all these stores out there will be a little bit more delicate on your wallet.
There's the outlets. You know, I know in New York, there's Woodbury Commons. In Florida, there's the Sawgrass. So there's outlets all over the place. Now, I've got a question for you from Greer. Greer is going actually to Perez Hilton's birthday party in Hollywood for an early spring birthday party. What should she wear coming from the East Coast?
Well, right now, the weather here, I would say, what is it, 70, 75 in the day, 50, 55 at night, depending, you know, might drop a little colder. First, find out if it's a themed party. You know, is it? I know Paris likes to party. She admitted it to me
no,
several times.
No, not Paris. It's Perez. Theme... Perez.
Oh, Perez Hilton. I'm sorry. I think. Well, sometimes you know they're both wrong. I get confused. Perez Hilton, Paris Hilton. They're both girls. I mean, what am I going to say? No, I'm joking. No, Perez is a nice guy. Paris is a nice girl. I know them both. I've interviewed them both. They're great people. I'm just messing with them. Hey, this is show business, you know. So Perez Hilton is definitely not afraid to wear what he feels and wear what he wants. You know, I would say have fun with your fashion. Now, if I was looking at your closet, I would pick and match different things based on my opinion and my taste. I have no idea what you have in the closet, but I would definitely go with this statement. You know, how are you feeling that morning when you wake up? How are you going to feel when you leave that front door? That's what you ask yourself based on that attitude is what I would pick. That's what
Absolutely.
I would do if I was you.
Now, and that's going to be – the party's on the 28th of March. So I'm sure you'll probably be going that too. So you got to give me the tea on that if I'm not in town. And speaking of, you know, I'm coming to town because I'm going to be doing a TV show called LA Open House with my friend Cindy. So I'll be out there for that. So you know what that's all about.
Okay.
It's
yeah,
a
absolutely.
Show. So yeah, I might be moving out to LA. Not moving out for good, but getting a place out there so that I could – you know, continue to do my show easier from LA and actually be in the studio because I love our studio there. You've been to it, so you know all about it, you know?
Yeah, the studio's
it's a
very
cool studio.
Nice studio here. Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
You know, but, so now tell me, I want to know what, you know, what are you up to, Rocco? You got so much going on besides now being a radio host. Oh, and Greer said
well, there's some things.
Hey, Rocco, maybe you should be Greer. My friend Greer's coming out there, and she said she just IM'd me on Facebook. She needs a date for that party. Maybe you should be her date. So, Greer, I'll figure this out. But so, yeah, now tell me what are you up to?
Okay. Well, I have some things that I really can't talk about because they're completely confidential.
Right.
And hopefully – you know, if things continue going the way they're going, everyone will see them on television relatively soon. But what I can talk about is Fashion News Live, the show that I've been doing now for about, I think, 15 seasons, and the whole new direction that we're taking it in. We have a whole new team, and Max doesn't know it yet, but we're going to pull his ass in, and he's going to be involved in it too. That's for all the, you know, I want to say viewers, but I know they're listeners, all of the listeners out there. So right now, what we've been doing for the last, I would say, 6 months is completely rechanging the site, rechanging everything, just even the way that I'm doing my interviews on camera. And
well,
and I'm really looking forward to it.
You know what? I got to interrupt you 1 second because speaking of interviews, we've got Monroe live. Monroe King.
Oh, perfect.
You guys know her from MySpace.com, Monroe King Music. Monroe, welcome to Max and Friends. You're on with Max and Rocco. What's going on?
How are you, my dear?
I'm doing well. And say hi to Rocco.
Hi, Rocco. What's up?
Hey, Monroe. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Just
now,
hanging
I gotta
out here
tell
in Boca Raton, Florida.
All right, Monroe's got an amazing song called Fashionista. So I'm going to let you, Monroe, and Rocco talk about that song while I take a two-minute break to get some water. So, Rocco, you get to take over. And I love doing Max and Friends because you get to take over because we're going to play Fashionista. So everyone stay tuned. Rocco, interview her, and I'm going to be right back. So, Rocco, hit it.
No problem.
Rocco, take over.
So, no problem. So, welcome to Max and Friends. And this, I was going to say this episode, but this evening, I am his friend, and I'll probably be here every Sunday with him. So, I want you to tell me about your music. First of all, tell me, when you sat down in the studio and you put together this album, which now we're getting a sample of this single that we're about to listen to when Max comes back from the water, I want to know, where did you pull from to put this, like, who inspires you, and where did you pull from to put this song together?
Well, the inspirations really do come from my life. You know, I've lived quite a fabulous life. I'm very privileged. But I don't know, just experiences that I deal with, and that, I mean, I don't really like look to celebrities or anything like that, you know, for, you know, fashionista especially. It's pretty much based around my life. Just kind of like, you know, when you go out clubbing and you get up in your sexy outfit and you took that extra, you know, hour and a half to get your outfit just right, you know, that's what it's about. So having fun, feeling free, and just, you know, being you, you know, and so that's really what it's celebrating. And when I go into the studio, you know, I just try and channel, like, the feeling that I have when I'm feeling really sexy, because I want my music to evoke that, those feelings from, you know, the audience who's listening to it.
So then as we listen to, as all the listeners to this program this evening is going to, we're about to listen to your single, are we all going to get somewhat excited?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. it's meant to just get everyone. It's called I'm a Fashionista, Dripping with Charisma. It's one of the lines. And, you know, when you, you know, fashion, when you put your
right.
personal touches on fashion and you really speak to whoever's watching with how you, you know, how you express yourself in fashion, that's what it's about. And it's about, you know, feeling sexy and, you know, looking good and being yourself through fashion. And I think you can relate to that, especially, you know, dealing with...
No, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, every morning you wake up and you decide, okay, well, how do I feel today and how am I going to dress? I dress every day the way I feel. Someone could look at me and say, Rocco feels like S-H-I-T today because he looks like that. Or, you know what, Rocco feels like he's on the top of the world today because that's what he looks like. Oh, well, Rocco feels sophisticated. Excuse me?
Exactly. And, like, you know, not every day. Like, my style isn't really consistent in the sense that I wear the same outfits every day. Like, you know, one day
I want to wear
leather
and
studs, I wear it.
You know, I'm back real quick, you guys. Let me tell you, I got to break in because I'm a total before and after. I'm all about a hooded sweat top, as you know, Monroe. I love to wear them all day long and all night. And I'm a total before and after because we did this at an event, Monroe and I, last night. And people were like, are you Max? And they saw me like 3 hours before. Yeah, I love being a before and after. But you know what?
Wow.
Sam just told me that we have Fashionista up and ready. So if you guys, let's play it away. So Sam, let's hit Fashionista here on Max and Friends right now on LA Talk Radio. That was Fashionista by Monroe King. What do you think?
you know what? She had me dancing in the studio here. I felt like it was a bebopping, you know, dancing in here. Feeling, I was feeling the music, and I really enjoyed the lyrics too. I really did.
Yeah,
I like that.
So, it's a cool song, Fashionista. And I was like, how appropriate is it to have that song playing with Rocco on the air? You know what I mean? But so I don't know if Monroe's still on, but you know what?
Are you there?
She's gonna.
Is she there?
I don't see her on the switchboard here, but you know what? I'm not gonna stress it because. You know, Rock, one of my major quotes in life is where we are right now is where we're supposed to be, so I don't stress out anymore. You know what I mean? It's like,
right, don't stress.
You know what? I know things have got to be done professionally and everything. You know, we got her back. See,
right.
You see? What's up, bro? We just had your song.
How'd you like it? Did you like it?
Yes, I liked it a lot. Good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
Isn't it the
song? Yeah, I liked it a lot. Yes, that song should be played on every fashion show in New York City for next Fashion Week.
You know what, Rocco? That's so funny,
Rocco.
Because you know what I was thinking? I was like, if we throw in some massive, like, Brazilian beat to that, it could totally be in the Richie Rich show.
I don't know about that.
We're gonna have to show that. You know, and Richie
Let me
Rich,
tell you, bro.
We're gonna talk to him.
I would love
Lady
that song.
Gaga electronica up in her.
I love a Brazilian. Oh my God! A remix of that would be amazing too, because it's got such potential to play off of and work off of. But Monroe, before we let you go, why don't you tell us where we can find you and what you're up to?
Well, you guys can check out my music at myspace.com/MonroeKingMusic. That's where my single's at right now, and I'm actually working on getting a few other songs produced right now. I've already finished them, so hang tight, and I'll be updating my page in the next week or two. So just hang tight. I have www.monroeking.com, which I'm also going to be updating within the next few weeks. So it's going to be unleashing the beast, if you will. So get ready and hold tight.
Cool. Well, Rocco, any closing statements you want to say to Monroe?
Congratulations. I'm looking forward to hearing a lot more music from you. And I wanted to ask you, where are you from?
Well, I live in LA right now, so that's where I've been basing out of right now. So, but I'm on spring break and in Boca Raton, so just soaking up the sun and relaxing. So it's super fun.
Oh, excellent. Well, keep working towards your dreams and never give up. Keep on knocking on that door and someone's going to open up.
Thanks so much. You too, babe.
Absolutely.
All right, thank Monroe. And you know what, Monroe? My closing line is I'm going to see you in 20 minutes. So, so make sure there's some asparagus.
Mine's all inspiration. You're all in.
So make sure there's some. Make sure there's some asparagus on a plate with some lemon and olive oil, and I'll see you in 20 minutes.
Look at that.
Because
that sounds good.
Reheat and spice it up.
Yeah, that's going to be Monroe and I. We're going to have a new cooking show. But Monroe, make sure the dogs are locked up because I don't feel like getting bit.
Well, I'm going to have to release them when you enter, just in case.
All right. All right, Monroe. Well, have
Bye,
a good
guys.
Night.
Bye, guys. I had fun. Bye. Enjoy.
Bye. Have a good night.
All right. So, you know, it's like we cover everything. I'm a big foodie, Rocco, you know, and it's like they had this huge event at their house the other night, and there were all these leftovers, and I was like, what am I going to eat? And I just took out that asparagus, put some kosher salt. We're in Boca. We went with the trend. Got my kosher salt, got my olive oil and my lemon, and I was like, this is amazing. It's award-winning asparagus.
It's Italian in you that likes to eat. It's all us Italians. We love to eat that food. We should just change the name of your show to Max. You know, there's an old movie called Rocco and Su Fratelli, which means Rocco and his brothers. It should be Max and La Fratelli. Max and your brothers.
Yeah, right. It should be Max and La Cucina, Max in the kitchen. But, you know, I got to tell you,
Max in the kitchen.
I'm doing that. I'm doing a cooking show with Daryl Dawkins. He's the NBA basketball player, Chocolate Thunder. Him and I are going to be doing a TV show together. Yeah, so we're really excited about that. We're shooting our first episode, our first show on April 2nd. And he's Chocolate Thunder, and they've coined me White Lightning. So I'm the White Lightning. I'm the fastest, quote-unquote, chef in the kitchen. But it's fun.
Wow.
But, you know what I mean? So we got to keep doing whatever we can. You know what I mean? It's like whatever direction we go in, just I always tell people, stay true to yourself and do your thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do your thing.
I was wondering, is Mama going to call in tonight about some makeup trends?
If she calls in, she calls in. If she doesn't, she doesn't. Because, you know, I suggest everyone to call in. But you know what? I actually got a text message. People were like, I can't get through because there were so many people calling in during Monroe, and we had to get her. You know, I wanted to get her interview in without any callers.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
So that's the deal. But listen, now Fashion Week was canceled in L.A., wasn't it?
That's right. I'll tell you what's going on. The Fashion Week, the IMG Fashion Week got canceled. So what's happening is all the L.A.-based designers are taking the initiative to do their own presentation or their own fashion show or their own event. And it's not really organized. It's sporadically throughout the town. I've been getting invites and press releases. I really haven't decided what I'm going to do with that yet. I've been speaking with my producer in New York. We haven't come to a conclusion. One thing that I found was really disappointing was I was listening to a radio station one morning, and I heard a commercial. Box 8, LA Fashion Week. We're going to sell tickets. I thought, what the hell is that? You know, and what it is someone out there creating their own fictitious Fashion Week, saying this is LA's Fashion Week, and you can buy a ticket to come. Fashion Week is by invite only, VIP or press. So all these people, they're going to buy a ticket to go. They're just going to get scammed because they're not going to see any real designers. I mean, it's really ridiculous. It was really discouraging. So when they sent me a press release, I said, Fashion News Live is not going to be involved in some type of exploitation of Fashion Week. Yeah, that's not really Fashion Week. Now it's a private event, a private function, VIPs, and we're going to showcase to all of our viewers and now all of our listeners what's happening, absolutely, but some type of commercialized, you know, $50 a ticket or whatever they're charging is just ridiculous.
That's insane. You know what I wanted to mention to you?
Yeah.
You know the designer Pamela Dennis? She's a great friend of mine, PamelaDennis.com. She's got a new collection
okay.
of nightgowns. And basically, I got to give her a plug because I love her so much. She dressed Eva LaRue for the Oscars. You know, Asprey did the jewelry, so big up to Asprey.com. But Pamela Dennis, she's doing these nightgowns now with copper in them so that you can sleep better. And I just saw it. It was on the Today Show with Hoda and Kathy Lee Gifford the other morning. I was watching it. And so Pam is doing that. Check out PamelaDennis.com. I wanted to give her a shout-out because apparently these nightgowns are really helping people sleep. Amazing. She's teamed up with
someone. Oh, wow.
And we got to get more scoop on that. And what I wanted to tell you, you know, Rocco, I was telling everyone, I have traveled so much. And since December, I think I've already flown 24,000 miles. I got to check my Delta account. But it's so insane. I was like, people, I need a nice place to go, you know, rest and just have a good time. Do you have any places off the top of your head that you love to just go chill and unwind that we can tell our listeners about?
Any place in the world?
Anywhere, like that I can go to without having to fly 18 hours. Sanibel. My friend Jesse, she said Sanibel. West coast
right,
of Florida.
Right. What I love to do, because I grew up by the ocean, I love to go to the ocean and just look at the water and relax.
Yeah,
I love doing that. It's just very, very relaxing, very calming. It just does something for my spirit. That's what I recommend doing for anyone. But you know what? Different things work for different people.
You know, have you
I
ever
get
been
this
to the
clarity
sleep
in
hotel?
My
mind. Have you ever been to the sleep hotel? There's a place in New York called the Sleep Hotel. Have you heard of this?
No, never. No.
I think I want to check it out because the Sleep Hotel, basically what it is like it's a hotel where you don't get any disturbance. Like no phone calls. There's only like a red light. There's an emergency to call the front desk. Hold on. Let me try to pull it up online. Excuse me, because I'm eating a Twix bar. No, a Kit Kat. I'm so hungry.
Kit Kat.
I'm having a Kit Kat. Okay. Hold on. What is it? I can't find it. But if you Google something like the Sleep Hotel or the Sleep Inn, it's like this amazing place where you go basically and you don't get – I guess it's like I don't know what the hell it is. But I need a nap. I need a rest. Yeah. But shit. So I know you're busy and crazy, but – this show, I think, is going to be exciting. You know, so far, I've gotten a lot of responses on Facebook, and people love it. And, so I want to thank you all for listening. Rocco, I think we're going to have a lot of – I know we're going to have a lot of fun.
Oh, no. That's right. You know we're going to have a lot of fun. I wanted to say something really quick before we go. I don't know if you're doing a closing statement at the moment. I'm not even looking at the clock. I'm just enjoying myself doing this with
you. In about 1 minute. So tell me.
All right, so I wanted to say that during the Oscars, we send someone to an Oscar suite, and they tried all these different products, and I wanted to tell you about some of these products they tried. Do we have time for that for our listeners?
Give me three of them real quick, because then we got to wrap up. Can you give me three of
them? All right. Yeah.
Top three. Here we go.
The top three products from some Oscar suites, and I know it's a little bit belated, but it's better than never. You know, Jonathan Anton, the guy that had his own show on Bravo, came out with some of his own products, right? And he has this one product called Green Routine Silkening Cream, and I guess it's amazing. It's to be used in your hair after you shampoo to create more silky, smooth hair. And then there was this other little gift that was a rainforest bracelet. You know, it's loved unisex for male and female. It's eco-friendly, and I'll just leave it with that.
Cool. One of my favorite things is Bulgari is doing a new sterling silver ring that's affordable for charity. Go to Bulgari.com to find out more information on that. I'm going to say goodnight to Greer. She told me to go to Captiva off of Sanibel. So hopefully I'll check that out this trip. And real quick, I'm going to do a shout-out to all my friends who are on Facebook right now. Adele, Derek, Frank, my girls, the twins, Greer, Jamie Gleischer, Mark, he's a great plastic surgeon, Melanie Monroe King, Natasha, Tyler, Tyrone, but you can't use my phone, Zvikol, y'all, thanks for tuning in. Those are my Facebook friends just on right now. Whether they're tuning in or not, I don't know, but I wanted to give them a shout out. So other than that, you got anyone you want to shout out real quick?
Yes, make sure everyone goes to fashionnewslive.com. That's fashionnewslive.com for all the most fashionnewslive.com. Okay, you can translate for me. Dilio tutti la gente out there. Devian, right. fashionnewslive.com for tutta la moda.
Everyone, go to fashionnewslive.com for all the fashion information you need for all the updates. Stay tuned to Max and Friends. We're going to be live every Sunday, 8 p.m. L.A. time, 11 p.m. New York time. We're going to take the show to the max. And remember, we're here for you Sunday nights. You can go to the archives in L.A. Talk Radio to figure out if you missed us, to catch up with us. Email me, max@maxsucci.com. Go to my website, maxsucci.com. We want to hear from you. And remember what Pablo Picasso said, I begin with an idea and then it becomes something else. So everyone, have a great week. Stay inspired. Stay focused. Be encouraged and rock and roll. Even though there's a recession, it doesn't mean we have to be depressed. So everyone, have fun. We're in a recession, not a depression. Have fun. Rocco, it's been real. I'm going to call you after the show. We're going to do an after the show segment too.
Perfect.
So we'll get that going on our own. But so Rocco, I'm going to talk to you after the show. Thanks so much for being a part of Max and Friends. It's going to be a new show here on LA Talk Radio. Thank you to Chelsea Cross. She's going to have Teen Talk Live on LA Talk Radio. I'm actually at her house right now. You guys, it's been a lot of fun. Rocco just bounced. That means I got to go. Sam, wrap it up. Everyone take life to the max for the last time. But remember, Max and Friends is here on LA.
You're listening to the Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.